Truck drivers want to avoid being grounded, or at least put in park, by high fuel prices. Yesterday, about 100 dump truck drivers circled the U.S. Capitol. They blew their horns at Congress to protest higher diesel fuel prices. Truckers took the roads for similar protests last week. All of these are actions which are obvious signs of an industry in deep trouble. Scott Finn of West Virginia Public Broadcasting has more.
Jeff Perkins starts up one of his rigs and drives to the local GoMart gas station. The price of diesel, $3.99 a gallon. Perkins used to employ 11 people at his trucking company. They were the kind of jobs hard to find in rural West Virginia, with good pay and benefits. He even covered his truckers' meals on the road. But the record high cost of diesel forced him to lay off 5 workers and cancel health insurance for the rest. To make matters worse, the wood products plant down the road is cutting back its shipping because of a decline in housing construction.
It's really discouraging when you work 7 days a week, you know, work as hard as I do, and then somebody else tries to put you out of business like the oil companies and stuff. You know, here we are working, and they're making billions of dollars and putting you out of business, you know.
It's so bad, an increasing number of truckers are losing their rigs. PACCAR Incorporated, one of the biggest creditors for truckers, reported a 3-fold increase in its overdue loans last year, and its truck repossessions more than doubled. Indications are it will be even worse this year. Truck sales are falling as fast as diesel prices are going up, according to Carl Schrappa, who owns a Florida company that tracks the industry.
I've never seen sales fall off a cliff like this. Preliminary numbers coming out for the first 2 months show a drastic drop. Sales are down like in the area of 70 to 80%.
So, if repossessions are up and the sales of used trucks are way down, where are all these rigs going?
Oh, Russia, Vietnam, Panama, Africa, Mexico.
That's Todd Spencer, vice president of the Owner Operators Independent Drivers Association. He says the same falling dollar that makes diesel more expensive also makes repossessed trucks a bargain in the developing world. Spencer blames the current crisis on a failure of leadership going back more than a generation.
Our organization was formed 35 years ago this year as a result of the very first Arab oil embargo. We are virtually in the same situation now. Even a larger percentage of the oil that we use or consume comes from foreign sources, many hostile to America.
That's one reason Jeff Perkins organized the Hillbilly Express. He wants lawmakers to know just how bad things are and how much worse they could get.
We want them to pay attention, take more responsibility. You know, they're not doing anything. They're not saying anything. They're not bringing up in the legislature, not doing nothing. I mean, the state of West Virginia is in so much bad shape. What are they going to have a legislature for? They're not going to be able to do nothing.
Perkins says if truckers like him go out of business, consumers can expect higher prices because truckers haul almost everything we buy. For NPR News, I'm Scott Finn in Charleston, West Virginia.